What do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it? You might say he went, what, across the field? He cuts across something. Would you ever use an expression like Andy Goblin or Catty Cornered or Kitty Cornered or Crossways or Yanny?
Catty Cornered would be used, yes.
Well, now, when else could you use the term catecholic?
You could use it in regard to material of any kind, I think, as well as space.
Okay. Well, now, could houses be described as being catecholic from each other?
Yes.
And that would this be across a crossroad, or how would that?
It would be on the other side of a street or road and not exactly in front.
Okay. Well, that's all of these questions now.
Well,
go ahead. Just
well, it doesn't matter. This was organized, one thing, to try to preserve the very few things that are still left, that is of historic interest, places and so on. And the other was to write a history of the county that would be much more comprehensive than anything that has been done. Now, some years ago, Dr. James wrote a history of the Midway Church and community, but it was more or less limited, quite limited, though it is of considerable value now, and has been reprinted in recent years. But we wanted something that would comprise the whole county, you see. That was only one section of the county. That one time, of course, it was the first settlement and was the most important settlement that was ever made, that is, at one location. But there are many other things that should be included. But we haven't been able to arrive at anything very definite. Some of the people who are at the head of the society, I mean the president, well, he's principal of this high school here now, and he's a well-educated person, very intelligent, and is, I think, capable, but he's not a history major. He's more on psychology and all that sort of thing, you see.
Yeah,
and
sure, you have to have a background to be able to do something like this.
Yes. Now, of course, he is a knows a history pretty well. I mean, he's had history and is interested, but he wouldn't be doing a history major. Because of his work, of course, he's taking some courses this summer, but I think it's more in administration and that sort of thing, or counseling and
This really would be a magnificent project for somebody who's
It would be a magnificent project. And we did start out and appointed some committees to see what could be found along certain lines. Not that those people would write a chapter for the book of anything, but maybe would be able to make notes enough to be helpful to a person who would undertake the job. Of course, one person will have to do the writing. But I do think they could find it a little easier, or maybe be helpful to get such information as we've been able to get together.
It certainly would be.
But we know that don't get us very far. The thing is, if somebody does it, say at a university, the press, like the University of Georgia Press, or somebody would probably publish it, see? But even with that, I think you have to put up a good bit of money.